Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Chelios.
Up the boards to Chelios with Room. He shoots. Score!
BetMGM ambassador. The sportsbook born in Vegas.
Nice play by Chris Chelios.
Hockey Hall of Famer.
Chris Chelios is not human. I'm convinced of it. Not only will he go in the Hall of Fame, I think he should go in the Smithsonian.
Blackhawks legend.
Chelios will add defense, but he'll also add offense to the Hawks.
Steve Smith ahead to Murphy. Nichols at the line. Chelios moving in.
Three-time Stanley Cup champion.
What a competitor Chris Chelios has been over the years, and he's been a winner every place he's ever been.
Chris Chelios with Mully and Haugh on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haugh, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. The winning never stops, especially when you've got a great guest like Chris. And Chris Chelios, brought to you by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Chris joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, new tires for the spring. Check it out, aturo.com. Chris, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
You know, I was laughing. I don't know if you saw this story of Ove going out and having a couple of drinks with the new, I think he's actually 20 years old. He shouldn't be in a bar, but he texted Ryan Leonard, yeah, who was signing his contract. It's like 10 minutes before, he gets a text from Ove saying, hey, why don't you join us for some sushi later? Because they're going to Boston, the kids at Boston College. All his teammates are there. And, you know, the next thing you know, they're telling him, that might not be him. Don't believe it, all this stuff. So he's like, I can't ignore a text from this guy. They go out, they have sushi, and they wind up at a bar at Boston College, Ove with all these players from the team having a drink and singing songs. It's hilarious looking because he's such, you know, he's not like you. He doesn't have the eternal youth. He's a very old-looking man. He looks like a guy that's visiting his kid at college, and sure enough, he's out having a drink with. And what a thrill for young hockey players. But I thought, I wonder if Chris has done that. You know, you're just the kind of guy that would kind of hook up with the young guys and help them out.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that was kind of my thing. Whether it was a star player or a role player, I treated everybody the same throughout my whole career. And Ovi's got the same reputation, you know, as just being a great team guy. He's a throwback, you know, borderline caveman, quite honestly, the way he acts. And it's not that he doesn't care, but, you know, about being politically correct. I think he's been a great ambassador for the sport also, but yeah, just things like that, and what he did for Fleury last week, keeping his team out there, shaking hands with him for his last game against them. So, yeah, he's a class act, and now four goals away from the Gretzky record, and still finds time to do things like that and makes time for the team, and what a year that team's having.
They're having a great year. The Blackhawks, on the other hand, are not. But they did get exciting the other night, Chelly, when they brought up Oliver Moore and Sam Brinzell. That was a really interesting decision. Six first-round draft picks in the lineup. Brinzell especially, big defenseman. I like the way that he played. He kind of stood out. But when you play six first-round draft picks, you're all about the future. What did you think of that decision and those two kids specifically?
I mean, it's great. With the amount of games left, get them some experience. You know, like you meant, Renzel, I'm sorry to have mispronounced it, but yeah, big body, somewhat like Levchinov, but he had a lot of, if I think he had four or five shots on net, looked very comfortable, and that's what the Hawks, you know, need, that one stud defenseman, you know, offensive, defensive, maybe a little, hopefully develops a little mean to him, and then more, just a real fast skater. That's his, you know, strength is his skating, and it probably they got to be excited. You know, it wasn't a great game against Utah, but still, now the fans are going to get a chance to see these guys for the next 10 games, and it's a good experience for them. Get a little bit under their belt, and then coming into next year training camp, they'll be that much more comfortable.
You know, I don't know how to word the question, but Artie is playing. He seems to give the puck up. Their young defensemen are having a little bit of a struggle sometimes getting out of the zone. How? What would you say to those guys?
I think, again, it's just speed. Adjusting to the speed. You know, I had a tough time in the beginning, too. And then confidence. You know, like I said, I went my first 10 games, and I was getting ready to pack my bags and go down to the American League, and then something clicked, and I got my confidence. But it is the speed. You see, Levchinov got hammered a couple times, you know, watching his shot, watching his pass. And you learn, and, hopefully they'll learn, you know, quicker, you know, and develop a little quicker. You know, like, especially with these high picks. You think that, you know, they're first-rounders and second-rounders for a reason, and hopefully they'll adjust to the speed and get their confidence. Again, it's tough on defensemen, especially when you're playing in your end the whole game. But that's not the case now. They're playing better, and as they get better as a team, this should help all the defensemen, including Vlasic and the rest of those guys.
With so much youth, as the season nears its end and the coaching search nears its beginning, what kind of coach would you seek? Mm. A young one to grow with these young guys, or an established coach to set a standard?
I mean, I'm from the old school. I think, you know, a young team, it's hard with an established coach to crack that whip like a Maurice or Cooper, these guys. I you know, it just depends how thick these kids' skin are. Some can handle it, some can't. So either way, if you're going to find a young coach, I know they talked about the kid in Denver, the head coach there, had a lot of success in developing these kids and winning. So I'd like a veteran coach, a guy who's been there and commands respect and, you know, gets respect right from the get-go.
David Carl, who you're referring to, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, yeah, thank you. Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's interesting, Chris. I just think that I think when you look at this is a really important season for them. I know they got a ton of young guys, but Dard's taking a step back, whether it's anyone's fault or not. He's taking a lot of criticism. I feel like they need to prevent that from going the wrong way. I mean, whether or not the kid wants to stay here when his contract's up, I mean, it just feels like you need to take care of that kid a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't think that even needs to be out there. Like, I'm sure he's frustrated with the way things have gone this year because he's never had that happen to him since he's been 15, 16 years old. But again, you know, they need that second center. That's going to be like a, you know, I'm not going to say there's going to be a tase. It's pretty tough to replace a guy saying he's going to be tased. But they need a guy, a shutdown guy, take some of the pressure off, you know, Connor, and get him up against those second and third lines where he can, you know, do his thing. So, again, as the team gets better and these first-round, second-round guys start developing around him, he's going to be better. I think, like I said, everybody's putting that out there, the, you know, not happy, frustrated, won't want to play here. But I don't think that's an issue. I think he loves it here. And it's just his body language just shows he's frustrated. But it happens. And the one thing about him, I'll tell you, he's improved 100% defensively and been more, you know, dependable in the defensive end. And his efforts there, that's all you can ask from a player.
Great stuff, Chris. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Chelly.
All right, guys, take care.